Good evening. It's not good morning. Makes a change, doesn't it? Hello. Walking and talking number 7. It's Tuesday night. I'm going off to London for a couple of days tomorrow. And it's just, well, it's middle of summer, so I don't need to explain. Anybody who's been around Norfolk or southeast England today, it's a pretty good place to be. So, no headphones and microphone today, so I'd be interested to see what this one sounds like. And I want to talk about two or three things today. D-Day, Rick Mail, and a bit of a D-Day for me, which came in from LinkedIn today. So a bit of a combo. So let's start with the sad stuff. I, like a lot of people, was very sad to hear about Rick Mail passing away the other day. Iconic comedian who I grew up with. You know, not too much older than me. And a very sad loss. So I'm sure a lot of people share that thought and emotion and think of his family at a pretty hideous time like this. So that's that one. The other thing which I found heartwarmingly, exciting, or just put a thrill in my week, was a much older guy who was unable to, 89-year-old fellow who had been on the D-Day landings back in 1944, for which we've just had the 70th commemoration, 70th anniversary, and lived in a nursing home in Sussex, was unable to get on an official tour, and so his carers and people looked after and said, well, look, you can't really go. And then the old boy took matters into his old hands and got up, got dressed, put his jacket on and his coat over his medals on his jacket and wandered off down the bus station at 89 years old, maybe we shouldn't be too surprised, and popped himself on a bus. And that afternoon and evening, when he didn't appear back at the home, police were called, missing persons alert. Following day, he turns up in Normandy at the 70th anniversary celebrations on the beaches and has turned into a bit of a star because the papers all picked up on it, and there's this happy smiling guy surrounded by lots of people and air hostesses and things like that looking after him and giving him a right old merry old time. And that made me think a little bit about the Andy Warhol 15 minutes of fame thing, that everybody gets it, and this guy's been through a shed load in his life and done some interesting and often probably considered scary things, and here he is on D-Day having his 15 minutes, and what a wonderful way to get that. Hey, so onwards and upwards, and lastly, not leastly, down a bit of, I suppose, business. Many of you will know that I'm a big fan of LinkedIn, social media platform for business, and there have been some interesting new developments that have come to fruition this week that you won't have, but I do. And what it's to do with is what they call long-form publishing. And about a couple of years ago, LinkedIn formed a what they called an influencer program, which is only open to 500 people. And they were the likes of James Caan, Richard Branson, David Cameron, and Gary Vaynerchuk, and other people that they considered influencers who could write what they call long-form posts, so effectively like blog posts on LinkedIn, which most people will be aware you can do updates and short pieces that people see, rather like Facebook, and that's been the way that LinkedIn has worked for many years. Now, a few months ago, I saw that there were, because I keep up with the news, you know, some developments that were coming this way, that they were going to offer long-form publication out and roll it out to everybody, which is fantastic. As far as I'm concerned, being a blogger, and it's a platform I've got a lot of confidence in it, and I would highly recommend that you, as if you're business people, consider doing it too, because it's such a hugely powerful opportunity to get your information and content shown in front of a far wider audience, and to be absolutely frank, your website's likely to get to. So I did what they call an earlier adopter program and applied a month or two ago, And yesterday I got a little email come through saying, you're on, you're there, you can do it. So I excitedly went to LinkedIn to look for what I'd researched was a little pen icon by your updates box. And I was mortally disappointed to find that it wasn't there. So anyway, 24 hours later, it's appeared. So that's my evening tonight when I get home. Currently off the glasses of rosé, so I should be on with the red bush tea and composing something up, because it's about time since it's a while since I did a post on Biz Network Guy, a couple of weeks at least. So I'll write a post for that and pop it onto LinkedIn at the same time, and we'll see what happens. So that's my exciting evening, folks. There we go. Before hopping on a train tomorrow morning and going down to see the funny, friendly people down in London Village. So anyway, all the best, have a great evening, and I will catch up with you soon.